Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to our buddy Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Happy Football Friday. Happy Championship Football Friday, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing good, Mike. There's all kinds of stuff, man. One thing about that league is, you know firsthand when you jumped into this business with Pro Football Talk, the league that never sleeps except maybe a little bit in July, they take vacation. But outside of that, this thing's staying busy with GMs and head coaches. Mike, it's the way we've lost some of these coaches and the guys that are gone. If somebody would have said that Urban Meyer and John Gruden would be gone and then – Late, another, and Peyton, one of the best coaches in the NFL, is burned out. It's just remarkable that we're sitting here with so many head coaching jobs open.
Well, and the fact that it's still moving slowly is what's amazing. Now, the dominoes are beginning to fall. We've had a couple of them filled, and it could begin to accelerate. You know, the problem is there isn't one name that multiple teams feel compelled to go after. Brian Daboll could develop into a guy that the Dolphins and the Giants get into a tug of war over, potentially. And if Daboll doesn't come to Miami, where do the Dolphins go? So it could make them even more determined, excuse me, I got the hiccups, to get it done. But yeah, this is a strange year. You know, someone who knows a lot about how these searches work told me at the outset, 70 to 80% of the jobs, when they're fired, the owner knows who they're going to hire. This year, 0%. They don't go into it with a predisposition, a predetermination, any type of advanced idea as to who they're ultimately going to hire. These teams really are doing open searches, and that's one of the reasons why it's taking so much time.
And the Daboll thing to me, do you think he'll get the job in New York? I mean, he went up for the second interview, and now he's up, you know, he's going to be there this weekend. Do you think before this weekend's done, the Giants have a coach and it's going to be Daboll?
Well, it could be. It looks like it's Daboll or Flores for the Giants. And, you know, the reality is these jobs are open because there is some level of dysfunction within the teams that have caused them to be bad enough that they fired their coach, or in the case of the Giants, the coach and the GM. And one of the things that I'd want to be comfortable about if I go to Miami is that I don't have to worry about being stabbed in the back while I'm down on the sideline coaching the job, and somebody's whispering into the owner's ears that I'm the problem, I'm the one that needs to go, whatever the case may be. And in New York, I want to be sure that ownership isn't going to have too much influence over the operation of the football team, because they do. You know, there's a middle ground between Stephen Ross being disconnected completely except for game days, and John Mara, who is standing in the kitchen with a spoon down at the bottom of the pot, stirring it. Look at it. On Wednesday, they introduced their GM. Press conference. He's at the podium. John Mara doesn't speak at the podium, but John Mara speaks to a gaggle of reporters. You know, it's a subtle point, but one of the things I said on our show PFT Live in reaction to it was that's a perfect opportunity for John Mara to say, today's about our new general manager. He's the one who's speaking for the organization today. I'm not speaking today. I'll speak at the appropriate time. I'm not speaking today. But, you know, he's the one that gave us the news, for example, that the Giants won't under any circumstances trade for Deshaun Watson. He one-upped his GM. He created a bigger headline than anything his GM said, by making it clear at a time when there are Giants fans saying, hey, maybe we'll get Deshaun Watson. The owner's the one who said it. So I think that's the challenge. Do you want to go to a place where the owner's not around, or do you want to go to a place where the owner's around too much?
I just got to follow this all up with Harbaugh. You think Harbaugh comes into play there, or do you think he stays in Michigan?
I think Harbaugh, I don't think. I know Harbaugh is ready to come back to the NFL. He just wants to land in the right spot. But he's not finding any takers. And how is that? 4 years at San Francisco, 44-19-1. Took a team that was 6-10 without the benefit of an offseason program to the NFC Championship and almost won that game and got to the Super Bowl. The next year, took the team to the Super Bowl, almost won the Super Bowl. And it's been out there for weeks now that he's interested. Now, he originally was linked to the Raiders. They seem to be moving in the direction of Josh McDaniels, which will be amazing if it happens. But where else is Harbaugh going to go? The Bears have their coach in Matt Eberflus. You know, the Vikings are intriguing because their new GM, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, worked for a period of time in San Francisco while Harbaugh was there. Now, maybe anybody who's ever worked with Harbaugh never wants to work with him again. You know, that's the fear, that Harbaugh is so hard-charging, type A, double positive, that he rubs people the wrong way, he wears out his welcome. Well, you know, one of the challenges when you're working around a great head coach, newsflash, most great head coaches are buttholes at some level. They're demanding. They have high standards for themselves and everyone else. They coach everyone. They don't just coach their players. They coach the people in the front office. They coach the people working reception. They coach the person who delivers the copy paper. They coach everybody. They always got a comment for somebody about how they could be doing their job better. And people don't like that. They don't like to be told what to do, what they're doing wrong, how they need to do it differently. And it pisses people off. And you got to work around that. If you want that level of excellence to be brought to your organization, you got to be willing to work around it. So, you know, for example, when Josh McDaniels was in Denver, it was kind of like that. It was the Belichick splashover from the way things work in New England. And I think that, you know, you talk to the right people in Denver now, 10, 12 years later, they'd say, well, maybe we should have given this guy a little more of a chance because maybe he would have been a pretty good coach. So that's what's weird to me. Results driven, 44-19-1, but you better not be too much of a jerk or you're not going to have a job. I mean, you guys are dealing with that now. You got a coach that had back-to-back winning seasons for the first time in a generation, swept the Patriots, but, you know, he was a little too prickly for the liking of folks who, you know, don't want to have to deal with somebody who may be a little, you know, too demanding. God forbid we should have people in our lives that demand us to achieve more than what we already are achieving.
Well, Mike, that could hurt Flores getting a job here now in this kind of run in the next seven coaches that's available or seven opens for coaching. Is that going to hurt him because of the fact that he didn't get along with Chris Greer? I mean, the dump truck came down on him down here like we've never seen before, almost, about how bad it was and how what happened inside the locker room and what happened inside the offices. Will that hurt him now trying to get a job in this run?
I don't want to assume that these NFL teams are actually capable of pulling it off, but I'd like to think that the well-run teams, and again, the well-run teams aren't currently looking for coaches, but the well-run teams would have a way to get all the intelligence that they need about what really happened in Miami and what has happened in Miami, up to and including having a conversation with Jeff Ireland, Joe Philbin, and Donna Ponte about how things went down with them and what Stephen Ross's role was in resolving that. And, you know, how much of this is someone felt threatened by Brian Flores, so decided to take him out before Flores could take them out. Is that what happened? Or is it that Brian Flores crosses the line even when we consider that the line for certain head coaches is, you know, you got to give them some room, you got to give them some berth, you got to let them do their job. So I'd like to think that people will do their due diligence and come to a conclusion. And I also think Flores is being careful. You know, he doesn't want to rush into another job where he could be making a mistake. And because if you get fired a second time, I think you're done in today's NFL. You're not going to have a Norv Turner or a Wade Phillips to get three cracks at the apple. You get two. So you want to make sure the next one counts. I mean, Flores is still a young guy, You don't want to be relegated to lifetime assistant coach 3 or 4 years from now.
Hey, Mike, the Nathaniel Hackett hiring, the first one for Denver, right away, man, we're on the show going, uh-oh, oh boy, they think they got a shot at Aaron Rodgers, who, you know, that was his offensive coordinator. They were together for 3 years, had a lot of success. You believe that was behind it, or they just think this guy is the up-and-coming next young star for offensive football?
Could be both. They could think that Nathaniel Hackett is the answer, and to the extent that he can deliver Aaron Rodgers, great. I mean, look, everybody knows they've been linked to Rodgers. They know that they're linked to Rodgers, and my understanding/belief is the teams to watch for Rodgers are the Broncos, maybe the Raiders, which is great leverage for the Broncos, or the Raiders. I mean, it's great leverage for Rodgers. It's great leverage for the Packers if both the Broncos and the Raiders are at the table for Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers are a team to watch. Earlier this week, I'd been told the Giants, but they seem to be all in with Daniel Jones. The Saints, if Sean Payton had stayed, would be a team to pay attention to. I think the 49ers are fascinating. They tried to trade for him last year, the night before the draft, but I believe the Packers would never trade him there, just like they refused to trade Brett Favre within the division, although a year later he ended up in the division after he was cut by the Jets. But I think the Broncos make a ton of sense. And think about that division if he would go there. Peter King made the point earlier today. Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, that would be the best quarterback division of all time. And I said, look, you could take out Derek Carr and put my name in there as quarterback of the Raiders, and it would still be the best quarterback division of all time.
You might be fourth on the list, though. Is that a problem?
I think I would be fourth on the list.
Okay. Yeah, but it would be close, Mike. Don't hey, Mike, the
I'm
other
– I'm left-handed like Tua. I could throw a three-yard pass.
Here we go. You know what you're activating right now. You know what you're activating right now. There's his quote. Put it on the website.
Mike, boy, you'll be going at just a matter of seconds. You'll be going at it with him down here. Way to go.
You've activated it.
Hey, Mike, we talked earlier this morning. Could you see somebody giving up a first-round pick for Garoppolo if he plays decent this week?
No.
Or no way, right?
No way. If he would play well enough that someone would give up a first-round pick for him, the 49ers would just keep him, right? Why would you trade him? If he plays so well this weekend or in the Super Bowl that someone says, we would give up a first-round pick for this guy to be our quarterback, then the 49ers would be foolish to not keep him for one more year. Because clearly Trey Lance isn't ready.
Right.
We would have seen more of him at some point if he were truly ready to go. And I think that's the lead that gets buried when we talk about this weird situation in San Francisco with the quarterback position. Maybe the guy they went all in for isn't all that, and he's going to need some time for polish and seasoning. And they knew that. They knew that when they took him. Guy from North Dakota State, played one game in 2020 because of the pandemic. He's going to need some time to develop. And, you know, they were saying it, and I thought it was all BS because it was such an unconventional approach to give up so much to get this guy, but also keep the guy that you can't wait to get rid of. Because the whole reason they traded up to get Trey Lance or whoever they would have taken at number three after they did all of their homework, the reason they did it is because they can't trust Jimmy Garoppolo. So now they trust Jimmy Garoppolo. And,
there
are some 49ers fans that react the same way the criticism of Garoppolo that Tuanon reacts, but you know, in Garoppolo's case, it is definitely warranted to say he is the weak link on that offense and that he holds them back. Even though the 49ers have beaten the Packers twice in the last three postseasons, one time very convincingly in San Francisco, and then Saturday night, kind of a fluke, look what I found win. If you flip Rodgers and Garoppolo and put Rodgers on the 49ers and Garoppolo on the Packers for those two games, it's 53-10, 49ers each game. Yeah. No question. You put Rodgers with that offense and that defense, the 49ers, they may not lose any games in a season. So it's a testament to how good Rodgers is, but it also underscores that Garoppolo is the weak link of the offense.
You know what, though, Mike? It's a great year for the Tuas and Garoppolos and Carson Wentz and – because they're looking at this draft and they're looking at how much movement they might get from the top quarterbacks. We always say every year, the Russell Wilson and all those guys, there's going to be a shortage of quarterbacks. We got to hold on to what we have. Don't you? You agree with that, right?
Well, potentially, but here's the thing to remember. We are now in the stage of the offseason cycle where the coaches for the teams that aren't playing are getting involved in the scouting. And that's one of the ways that the boards start to change. You know, the draft experts that put their information together, they're hearing from scouts throughout the normal scouting season during the college football campaign. Once the coaches get involved, because they're coaching, they're working. Once they get involved and they start giving their two cents, that's when maybe some of these quarterbacks start to rise up. So we'll see. We'll see. But it always happens. You know, every year there's going to be a quarterback that ends up being regarded as the best of the bunch. And given the value of a quarterback, somebody's going to roll the dice on that guy in the first round. I'd be stunned if we ever have a year that doesn't have a first-round quarterback moving forward.
Yeah.
Or at least multiple first-round quarterbacks because of what you can get, what value you obtain and secure for your franchise if you end up getting a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Mike, it's great having you, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. These are going to be fun.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Outline.
Well, we've got a lot of stuff still to get to. We're going to have Adam Beasley join us a little bit, talk more about the Miami Dolphins stuff. And, again, hey, we've got this DCC two-hour show. All that money will go to the Dolphins Challenge Cancer right to Sylvester from here at 560 WQM. So if you ever wanted to do a show, whatever you want to promote, your club, your company, all the charities you're involved with, or just your favorite sports, 2 hours. We're going to try to get Jason Taylor involved to be part of the show with us, and also Dan Marino. So try to get them all tied in together, which is never easy. But we will try to do that because both those guys are behind what we're doing with this Dolphins Challenge Cancer. So if it's something you'd be interested in, 305-567-0560, text. Put your name and amount of money it's worth for you to do a two-hour show. And by the way, we got lots of mics. It's not just one. You can bring in a couple of friends, family members, whatever you want. What do we got, Zach? Three? Do they all work?
I believe at least three out of the four work.
All right, good. Well, listen, we got at least
three.
I'm sure
we can get the fourth one, though.
So anyway, we'll have a lot more on that stuff coming up, but Adam Beasley is coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.